Zadani 2, page 45. Speaker 1.
There's no doubt that starting a new hobby can be hard. I considered asking friends for their help and advice, but in the end, I didn't need to, luckily. Having said that, it still took me some time to pick something new to try. It's not because I was unsure or worried about trying something new. It was actually because I had to be careful. You see, I used to do a lot of sport, but I got a bad injury, which meant I had no choice but to quit. I had to think carefully so as not to pick a free-time activity that might cause me more pain or problems, but that was still quite active. In the end, I chose walking and trekking.
Speaker 2.
I remember when I first decided to begin a new hobby after school. I'd done a lot of things with my classmates before, but when I moved to a new area, I had to make completely new friends. That was a bit difficult at school, so I thought a new hobby might help. My brother suggested getting into gaming, like role-playing and fantasy games. It was a good idea, and I enjoyed it a lot, but I found building and painting the figurines and models for the games pretty hard at first. I'm not very creative or very good at building things, so it took a lot of practice. I actually got pretty good at it, and I even won some painting competitions for some of my figures of elves and wizards.
Speaker 3.
When my brother asked me to join him and start a new hobby, I was a bit unsure at first. I tried plenty of hobbies before, but never found one that clicked with me, you know. I soon ended up quitting most and just getting really bored with them. One that caught my eye when he mentioned it was abseiling. I'd seen a lot of videos and it seemed fun and exciting. But when I went one day to learn about it, I found it terrifying. It wasn't until I stood at the top of the tower that I realized just how much I hated heights. Thank goodness I didn't push Mark to try abseiling after all. It would have been a terrible mistake.
Speaker 4.
My classmates and I were never into sports or physical exercise much, so it was very hard to us to pick a hobby to enjoy after school. We thought about asking for help to think of ideas but decided against it because a few of us were embarrassed. Eventually, Ted suggested we join a photography club. Most of us had never done photography before, but learning the skills was actually really easy. All we needed to do was practice with our smartphones. Now, we all have proper digital cameras and go every Thursday afternoon after school. Photography is a great free time activity, and we have a wonderful time together.
Speaker 5.
I'm not like most other girls in my school. Unlike my female classmates, I don't care about shopping or going to parties or clubs. In fact, I hate it. I mean, why should I learn how to do the things that they all want me to do? I never cared about any of that because my big interest was cars and bikes. I used to watch my cousin work on his bike at weekends and was amazed by it. I really wanted to get into fixing bikes too, but I didn't have a clue how to start. I decided to ask my cousin and told him I wanted him to teach me. Luckily for me, he agreed. It was amazing, and in no time, I was helping him repair his bikes and became a real expert.